Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In a land long, long ago, far, far away, there was a show called The Don and Mike Show, and thank you.
Boo!
A lot of people...
Mike rules! Don.
Thank you.
A lot of people would call it a heritage show.
Sure.
Sure.
So,
Your home companion.
Well, now you got to make me do my Garrison Keillor thing. Let's make sure we get to Mrs. Bitter's Biscuits. And the Prairie Home Companion comes to you live from Minnesota. And you know, one of these days when I do that impression, it might be funnier if I actually get some of the scripts from Prairie Home Companion. So I really have the Garrison Keillor.
It was best, Mike, when we wrote the scripts, and I do believe they were Mother Helper's Anal Biscuits.
Yes.
Mother Helper's Anal Biscuits, the show brought to you by...
Yes, yes, yes.
Mother Helper's Anal Biscuits for Garrison Keillor. Doesn't do it anymore. What's he doing now? Funny guy. Great show.
They
really
locked
great
him
show.
Up. They locked him up. It was something to do with children.
It's
really?
It's a shame.
He would hide in the bushes.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese.
Throw tomatoes at them.
It was an acquired taste. But it was an interesting...
I could never listen to it before bed because it would get me all ramped up. And right. I couldn't sleep because it was such an exciting show.
Would you ever have to lay out the radios with him on?
No. It was best. You know what he was best for me? Garrison Keillor was best if you were on a late night drive somewhere. Like by yourself in the car.
I feel like that would get me, like, obviously to nap time.
No, it doesn't. You know, it was engaging. It really was engaging.
I should point out that I hold in my hand today's Irish joke of the day.
Oh, I forgot.
Leading up to St. Patrick's Day.
You could
get this joke. Now, I have chosen to offer these jokes with the over-the-top heavy Irish dialect, but I'd be more than happy to, just for today's discussion, do it like Garrison Keillor.
I would love that. Because, you know, I bet he loves to tell jokes.
This is a Prairie Home Companion. This is the joke of the day. The Irish joke of the day. Irish joke of the day for Mike O'Mara Show. Mrs. Murphy approaches Father O'Grady after Mass. He says, "So what's bothering you?" She replies, "Oh, Father, I have terrible news. My husband passed away last night." The priest says, "Oh, Mary, that's terrible. Did he have any last requests?" She says, "Certainly, Father." He said, "Please, Mary, put down the gun."
Thank you, Oscar.
Nice work.
Thank you. Two for two.
I don't believe I've ever heard that one.
I will
it's
tell
a
you.
It's a dandy. Sharp.
You know, this is the month.
Domestic violence.
I'm thinking about my mom a lot this month for obvious reasons, and I will tell you, there is nothing that would have given me greater pleasure than to get off this show and take those jokes immediately up to the home and just because my mom would tell 50 people before lunch if I would give her those jokes.
Do you remember when you, in days of yore, when we actually did this show from your home? Oftentimes I would arrive and you would be in the kitchen prepping, and I would stop by to say hi. More than once, he would be on the phone with his mom, and he'd put it on speakerphone, and he'd just say, "Tell Rob a joke." And that was the greatest.
She'd have the absolute super corny jokes that were, but I will give her credit. They were corny, but there was always, always a little shred of comedy in them.
And well told. She knew how to tell a joke.
And I'm not a joke teller. I'm a bad joke teller. But she would tell me ones like the old man sitting on a park bench and sobbing into his arms. Very old man. He's sobbing. And a jogger runs by. Very attractive young lady. And she jogs and she, you know, jogs about 5 feet past and then stops. Says, "I got to check this guy. So excuse me, sir. Can I help you?" And he says, "No, you can't." And he said, "Well, are you sad because you're lonely?"
No, I'm married.
"Oh, is your wife in bad health?"
"No, she's 30 years younger than I am."
And said, "Oh, are you on hard times? Many senior citizens lose their savings, and are you having financial difficulty?"
"No, I'm a multi-billionaire.
Are you not able to function, you know, with your younger wife?
No, they have pills for that. I can function perfectly well.
So, well, I covered everything. What's so wrong that you're sobbing like this?
I can't remember where I live.
I'm sorry. Thank you. That was Mom. Mary, that was yours. Told that one on the show. Retreaded that. But anyway,
our head writer, Mary O'Mara.
We got off on a tangent here, and I have to say that years ago, there was, and Rob, you're going to have to help me because you listened to this,
be
and
delicate
I was
as well.
There, I shall. And I have to remember this. And the way I seem to remember is that there was a screening for a Chuck Norris movie.
To get
Chuck Norris would not come on the show.
Delta Force.
Unless one of the two hosts had seen the film and Don
Sidekicks.
Had something he had to do, and I had no problem going down, I think, to the AFI.
Yeah.
I think that's where we had to go down and see it.
I believe it was both of you and your producer.
And Frank Murphy.
Yeah, so I believe it was I think it was a threesome.
In what city, AFI?
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's
and
one in Silver Spring, I think.
You know, it was horrible. I remember it was a horrible movie. I was like, oh, God, I got, you know, we had to, now I know why he forces people that are in media to see his
action
movies.
Flick or one of these, like, feel good.
Okay. Action, shoot 'em up kind of, sure. You know, police Chuck Norris stuff. And coming out of the theater. Now, did I see it as well as Frank? Because I should remember this.
I believe you saw it. I believe you all saw it. It was in an alley adjacent to the theater.
Did Don see it as well?
I think all of you spotted it.
No, Don didn't see it. Don wasn't there, I don't think, was he?
As I recall, it was the three of you. That's my remembrance of it.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember. So I don't care. Here's the thing. Frank found human stuff. Poo.
Yeah.
Frank found that in... downstairs in a little stairwell that went down to a side door outside the theater, someone had decided that nature called and they left it. And it was obvious to the look of it, it was obviously human.
Now, the thing about that story is that, and it always troubled me a bit.
I wasn't there. I don't remember it. I would think I'd remember that.
When it was spotted, it always seemed to me like it had to be sought out if it was down, like, in a semi-covered area.
He caught it out of the corner of his eye, and then he, like, what's that? And then he stopped, and he looked, and I remember. That's all I can tell you. But the reason we bring that up is that many years have passed.
Yes.
And then this morning, Rob said he had what he described as a Frank Murphy moment. And you're coming from the legal parking that we have up above the drugstore?
Exactly. It's above the drug fair here, Mike. And there's a ramp.
Now I want, because I know, let me paint the picture as to where this parking lot is. There is an unusual parking configuration for the drugstore next door. There is a very steep driveway that goes up to the top of the building, and the parking garage, the parking lot.
The deck is above the store.
Mm-hmm. The deck sits on top of the store.
Right.
And then you can either take stairs or an elevator down to the drugstore.
Exactly.
And this area that where our studio in Washington is parking challenged, and therefore people are constantly jockeying for parking spaces, and sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not there. And it sucks, but that's where everybody, Pony lives up there. That's where Pony parks there more than anybody.
He does.
Else,
he has a favorite spot.
Yes,
it's always nice because when I pull up, I can see whether or not he got his favorite spot. And I said, Pony's going to have a good day because he got his favorite spot. But
that's
I was
wonderful.
Pulling up this very steep ramp. And as I got here, and it's a weird way to access it because it's in the middle of a street that goes one way halfway through. So you have to turn up this ramp. And I go up, and to my left, I see a small mountain that is perhaps framed by most of a box of tissues. And the box of tissues.
Now, you're not telling
itself.
It right. Wait, you mean you see a small mountain? I mean, do you see? Where do you? Because I can't even tell.
Right, Mike,
I've been in this parking garage and I can't tell what you're talking about.
Can I give it a shot?
You're trying to be too clever. I'm trying to figure out.
May I give it a shot?
Yes.
All right. You saw it too?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, as I said, I saw it as I drove by.
Pony, you saw it too?
Absolutely. You can't miss
it. Everybody that's in the studio has seen it?
Adrian. Yeah, Dan.
As I walked by.
Everybody saw this
Mike,
poop?
Either this was the neatest elephant that ever has walked the streets of D.C.
Yeah.
Or this man has a fiber diet of all fiber diets.
Yeah.
Where is the tissue and poo located?
It is halfway up the ramp against
the
brick
ramp.
Wall. Yes. On the brick wall.
God, like the ramp.
And
oh, my God. Like it's India or something.
This deviant F had no shame.
But here's the deal. There had to be some prep, some forethought, because there is a box of tissues involved.
He purchased a box of tissues and then said, oh, there's a ramp. I'll just go there.
Most places that have tissues have bathrooms, though.
But it's out of the way, right? It's out of the way. And so,
not really.
No. No, Hold on. If it's the middle of the night,
your rims
and
can
you
ding.
Duck into, it's kind of like ducking into a little bit of an alley. There's an alley next to it, and it's out of the way. It's not on Wisconsin Avenue.
Do you have coverage for your wheels on your car? Because you might need it.
Mike, let me say this. If there's a car going north and south on it, one of the cars will have to run into it.
Yep.
Oh, so it's a... Is it, if you're heading up the ramp, is it on the left side?
By the brick wall.
At least he had the decency to hug the wall.
Well, I think that was just his last shred of decency.
He couldn't make it to the alley's probably the proper way to go if you're going to do that.
No. The proper way to go is a bathroom.
Okay, no, but if you...
But some people, let's be magnanimous here.
It's the social condition,
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, in a society that is as rich as ours, everybody ought to be able to go.
Although the alley, I will tell you this, Oscar, the alley is lined on one side by houses that are being regentrified.
Those houses, because I've looked in this neighborhood, those houses on that are facing the alley are over $1 million. So I think gentrification has happened in that little area.
But there's still construction happening.
Yes, there is. I'll say this, that the alley is 10 feet, not maybe 7 feet from the actual crime zone, right? Crime
scene of the crime.
Scene of the crime, yeah.
The ramp.
Listen, I understand why you guys are having trouble with this story. You're all in shock.
Yes.
Well, I said, there goes the neighborhood. As soon as I walked by, I said, well, there goes the neighborhood. I can't believe people are doing this. There's a Starbucks. There's a Sport and Health across the street. There are 5 restaurants. There's a 24-hour Rite Aid. There are options.
And also, Mike.
No, hold on. I think you're attributing rational thought to the individual that did this. There might be a factor of, where someone is confused or someone
perhaps
FOB.
He comes from a country.
Why are you making this an immigrant?
Maybe he comes from a country where he thinks if he does that, he now owns the parking ramp.
In Latin America, and there are places, of course, overseas elsewhere, but I can give you on Latin American side, right?
Yeah.
There are, and I have witnessed, unfortunately, in many a third world country, individuals that will I'm walking the street and these guys are doing their business like it's no big deal.
Sure.
Well, in India, I had a story. Didn't I bring a
you
story
did.
To the show?
Yeah.
Open defecation is a big problem in India.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned India at the beginning. Yeah, well, what do you mean the water?
That's one of the problems with the water is with the open defecation, it washes into the into the water.
It's contaminated.
And it causes sickness. But Mike, there's another part
disease.
Of this. There's another thing that you're leaving out that leaves me feeling so upset is the jealousy. Because this guy is got a very fiber-rich diet.
There was a pang of like, man, that guy's regular.
If I could do that, I would really, I'd be unstoppable.
I will tell you something. If you read, there's a Huffington Post article.
Fleet of foot.
There is an open defecation in India article in the Huffington Post that is so disgusting it is stunning. It is truly, it's horrifying.
And it's amazing. So, we are living in 2017 and this is still happening.
Is it a kink or is it cultural?
Is it a category? Oh, it's not a category.
I think we had a video of a PSA, like audio from a PSA telling people not to poop in the street. Like they had to make a song out of it.
That's fair. For India, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. But not here in Los Estados Unidos. And by the way, where is my CCTV that the city promised? Because if you got to catch anyone, forget about the guys breaking into cars. Get that guy first.
And the serial
you mean having
pooper?
The cameras Please. Everywhere.
Yeah,
so
closed circuit television.
This.
Yeah.
All I know is this Huffington Post article that I'm glancing at right now begins with this sentence.
Yes.
I remember the woman so clearly.
Oh, no. Hey, and you know what? We did. You know what? I will go ahead and just do this. Reverse misogyny. We all assumed this was a man.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a man.
It could have been a sturdy woman.
And this is the thing that really makes me think twice about maybe even the culture. The brand Kleenex is a high-end brand.
Yeah, real weird.
Yeah, it wasn't like the CVS knockoff cheap brand.
How about this? Let me pose this. Because the person was too shy to use the bathroom where the Kleenex was purchased, shoplifting serial pooper.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to shoplift, you don't go a high-end brand.
No, you do.
You do?
Of course. It's the same risk no matter what. Treat your ass?
I have another question. I have another question about this.
I ask myself that every night. Here,
do you think that ultimately they will bring... someone will tend to this?
No.
Because no one's
going to... 100% no.
It'll be there. How long will it be there?
There was a pair of broken headphones on that parking deck for 9 months. I used to look at them every day. It made me reaffirm the fact that I was alive.
Diego lost his wallet for 3 days, and it just sat there.
Yeah. What happens, though, I believe they are calling for...
So gross that it's going to sit there.
Mike, they're calling for rain, and it is on an incline. So I think we're going
to
be okay.
I really hate to do
this. Oh, but Mike, we have three interns in studio today.
We do have three interns.
It's like Russian roulette.
I want photographic. I would like personally to have a photo.
You could actually take a picture from a better vantage point.
Did you volunteer, Ashley? Did you just volunteer? Ashley volunteered. I'm off the hook. Go ahead. Get out of here. Yeah, go over and take a picture.
Take an aerial shot. Might be the best one we can actually use.
Aerial shot. Make sure it's clear. Take it from the studio. You can see it.
Within the hallway.
The only thing that prevents us from seeing it from the studio.
Oh, I don't want an aerial
studio.
Shot. I want a close-up.
No, it'll give you a solid perspective. Both shots. Get close.
Take a photo essay. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
You know what? One of the things about not being there, listen to
just to clarify, she volunteered to do this.
She volunteered.
She volunteered.
She volunteered to do this because it's...
No peer pressure.
And that was the last we saw of her. Officer, I don't know what happened.
Diego, I believe in you. You will not ruin the show.
I would not. I have a couple of theories for
give us
Hoover.
One.
Yeah, give us the best one.
There is a bar nearby. Mm. Could this be a after?
There are multiple bars nearby on Wisconsin Avenue.
So maybe it's just
a drunk
person.
I'm going to say, of course,
hammered,
there's a chance that could be.
Yeah.
Somebody that's completely... look, if nature calls so much that you're just staggering around and you can't hold it, that's a possibility.
That is a rookie public deuce as well. Like that, you don't...
Or
go
as
there.
We like to call it, Mike, an RPD.
a rookie public deuce. An RPD. That is
really
that.
It shows all the marks of an amateur.
How about Diego though? That's a pretty plausible theory.
Nice tip in.
Yeah, but if you're that drunk from a bar, you're gonna deuce at the bar.
And how
is he gonna...
If he's that drunk.
And bar bathrooms are notoriously horrible.
Yeah, they're not as nice as a parking deck.
Has anybody ever been so drunk that they pooed outside?
I probably have. I just don't remember from college.
I have never sober or drunk done it outside.
My first probably or second inebriation, I pooed outside. I told the story about the girls that made the concoction with their father's liquor cabinet.
Yes.
Then we were all sleeping over at Steve DiDomaso's house in his father's trailer outside, and we all went to sack out. Mm. And I got so sick that I walked down the stairs outside of the trailer and dropped one right there. And then I dragged my sleeping bag home. And Kathy cried. My sister cried when she saw me at the window.
RPD.
Because I looked so pathetic. And my mom was not so charitable. She was very pissed off that
I think those roles would have been reversed.
What's that?
I would think those roles would be reversed. I would think you get the sympathy from your mother, and your sister would be laughing and pointing.
Kathy has cried in sympathy for me on two separate occasions. One was then, back when I was like probably 12 or 13 years old, and when I came home. And the second one was one of my divorces.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I like what I do because I get to work in a lot of different places. And recently I did a show in New Jersey in the auditorium of a technical high school. I forgot that existed. Technical high school. That's where dreams are narrowed down. That's... Because we tell our children, you can do anything you want, their whole lives. You could do anything. But at this place, we take kids like they're 15, they're young, and we tell them, you can do 8 things. We got it down to 8 for you. And I'm not saying these people are stupid, because I'm stupid. I really am stupid, and it bothers me. Like, I wish I was more stupid. Because then it wouldn't, I would, it just, all my thoughts would just be like,
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. Tomorrow, we're going to do it again. We're
yes.
going to try it one last time. Wide open Wednesday. You can call us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. If you're a small business owner, you got to know about Vistaprint. They are all about supporting small business owners, and they are the place to go for any custom product for home or office. This Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable right now. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. We've all made Vistaprint business cards, and we love them. It's easy to make your own design or use an awesome template. 100% user-friendly, totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. No matter what, Vistaprint will make you look great. They have the best customer service as well, and great quality and your satisfaction guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com and use TMOS in order today. It's your chance to look professional on any budget, so go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. That was a bit, is that, which comedian was that? Was that Louis C.K.?
That was Louis C.K., yeah.
He was doing a bit about technical schools,
right.
And when we came in today, Rob said that he wanted to talk to me about Julia, who is planning on she's applied to a technical high school.
Yeah, and this is kind of cool.
So please explain.
HVAC school?
No, well, you know, that is one of the options, although that's not her focus.
I need help with that.
In Loudoun County, and I think it was the same way when you went to high school. We went to school, we had, I think, 6 periods a day, and you went to them every day, right? Now when you go to school in Loudoun County, you have an A day and a B day. And you have your classes split over 2 days.
That guy in the ramp should have had a B day.
Oh, yeah.
The end day.
His digestive system had an A day.
Actually, did you get the picture? Did you get the picture, by the way? Did you get the...
Yes.
Yes.
Have you forwarded it?
I haven't sent it to him.
I haven't even looked at mine.
And I don't want him going to my phone right now. Do you want them?
Why are you reticent about
well,
this?
Well, I don't want to look at the photo.
I don't want that on my phone.
Too late.
Why not?
I saw it real time. Do you want to see it, Mike, or do you want something for the site?
No, I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want to see
what
you were talking about.
And I really don't think it's got a place on the site.
No.
We could blur it out.
No, we don't.
If you give it a day and a half, it's going to blur itself out.
You're making too big a deal of it. Just send me the close-up. I want to see the close-up.
Yeah. Send it to me, and I'll send it to Mike. All right?
Okay, I'll send it to
Mike. There we go.
Rob, I'm sorry, but as soon as I receive it, I'll probably go.
Mike needs it right now.
All right, let me just look at the photo first, because I don't want to send you anything without any sort of quality control.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
Control.
Oh, no.
What grade do they teach?
Oh, and you got the tissues. God bless you.
Look at how happy she is. Look at how happy she is, like she did a job well done. Yay.
Sure.
How was your internship?
Can you describe your internship to us?
Yes. Oh, the highlight of my internship was
you know, if she wanted to spin this, if she wanted to spin this the right way, you know, get herself a good lawyer and just go, and then they made me take a picture of human waste.
Oh, I accidentally.
Human waste. That is a winner.
I accidentally included Oscar on the text. Sorry about that. It happens. Mistakes happen. Mistakes were made.
This will be brought up in the court filing.
Yes. Go ahead, Ashley. What?
This is going on my Instagram.
It's going on your Instagram.
Instagram. Oh, awesome. God.
I love the long shot.
Yeah. Well, you need to see that because it puts it in perspective.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God.
Yeah, we're not overselling this.
We did not oversell it by a bit.
No.
By a bit.
Oh, my God. It's not toilet tissue. It's Kleenex.
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
High
end.
High end. The good stuff.
The guy splurged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she did, Mike. You know what? In two photographs, she took a photo essay.
Yeah.
She really did. Good job.
That is.
Need to put that on the Glover Park Gazette.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have something to bring up at the Chamber of Commerce meeting. Yeah.
Mm. I can't even. I'm deleting.
Right.
These.
I know.
Well, look. There's a weird part of me, Mike, that
is into that.
That I'm not mad about. I guess.
Where did he get the tissues?
That's
see, that's, Mike, this is like the first scene of Pulp Fiction. What we need is 2.5 hours of backstory to explain to where we've gotten.
Or Memento.
Yeah, Memento.
Like with meals.
It starts out where you're just running with a box of Kleenex.
Or he's like at a buffet. That's how it ends.
Oh my God, how do I delete this off my phone?
Told you.
I never delete any photographs on my phone.
Hit the button, mark save.
Can you imagine? Look at my son, little Michael, on skates.
This is going to happen when I'm showing one of the old ladies in the neighborhood. And here he is. That's just human food.
That's just the big city. Remember the big city before we moved down
that's
here?
That's just a little something I'm working on for work.
No. So
right,
part
when I'm looking at these, when I'm looking at these little things here,
No!
That is so.
That
nasty.
Is not. Money.
I feel like it's almost an affirmation because sometimes you're insulated in this neighborhood from the city of just knowing you're in the city.
Yep,
yeah, you're
really
still
are.
Here.
Yeah, you're here. While you're surrounded by a national park,
I swear
you're in the
to
city.
God, I don't want to be an. I don't want to be an idiot. But how, in the name of Jesus Christ, do you delete a photo?
Mike, on the bottom right-hand corner of the photo,
delete the text.
Or the text, you just hit forward, group text, put everyone you love in it.
Yeah.
And then
Mike, there's
hit send.
There's a code for deleting photos, and it's Sister Kathy. Send.
I swear to God, I don't know how to get rid of it.
No, Mike, just slide the text to the left, and it'll let you delete the text, and it's gone.
Or if you click the actual picture, you hit is it the bottom left? No, that's a forward. I'm not going
to
make you do that.
No, he needs to delete the text.
Yes.
Without saving the photo to his
photo.
Oh,
don't even go
roll.
Into the text, Mike. All you do is swipe left and then hit delete. He's absolutely right.
All right.
Don't
and
even
then it's
click
gone.
Through. Don't click through.
Don't click through. Don't go into the light. Don't go into the light.
The naughty place.
The bad place.
The bad place. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to ask us to reforward this because Carla's going to want to know what's going on over
here. Yeah.
I'll save it for Carla. I'm not going to say it. All right. There you go.
And she'll say, I don't want to see it. Wow, that's the best thing. The best thing since someone's thrown me a baseball. This is such a treat. Look at that.
All right. Let me just splash some cold water on my face. We're going to take a break.
I told you.
You want a break?
Shocking.
When we come back.
Mike, because we're living in the city.
All right. Julia's going to a technical school.
Well, she's applying. I'll explain it when we get back.
All right, very good. All I got was A and B. I'm not sure. try to just tighten it up, okay? We'll take a break. And
Mike, to be fair, the topic was rather changed in front of me.
I know. I was distracted. I will be totally focused on your daughter, learning to work on air conditioners when we come back on the microphone. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too. Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass. Thank you. That's like a feeble attempt for Mike O'Mara doing a promo in Robin Joe Verite style. Robin Joe Verite.
I believe they teach that at the technical high school.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our trip to New Orleans. The Mike O'Mara Show headed to New Orleans Saturday, November 4th, 2017. We are going to be live and hitting the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. People are getting hotel rooms. They are making arrangements for little meet and greets with their groups of friends.
They're getting Airbnbs.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to be part of really probably one of the best weekends in the history of TMOS. You want to get your tickets now, go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans. Before you do anything else, get your tickets for the show,
right,
and then everything else can follow after that. Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. I'm sure we're going to sell a few more tickets, although people don't even send Vistaprint cards to us anymore. So I'm beginning to get a little bit paranoid about the whole goddamn thing.
7 months away, Mike. Don't be alarmed.
I know. I can't help it, but we want you to be there, and music, fun, laugh, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show, live in New Orleans. Laissez blah, 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 blah.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
I was thinking of what comes in 7 months. I said, well, babies come early sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah. Right?
So do husbands. You know,
Oscar, you've held my hand through these cycles. I'm going into one of those
phases.
We've
never spun out 7 months away.
No.
I know, but I'm going into the whole thing. The whole thing with the banner yesterday and with everything. I'm starting to go into that mode. Just the way the last couple of weeks have been. I'm starting to, I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose. I'm just feeling like, you know, I feel sometimes like anybody in any kind of showbiz, like I need to just grab hold of the rope tighter. Mm-hmm. I need to pull things back in because I feel like there might be a little Vaseline on that rope and it's slipping through my fingers. You understand how I get? You understand how paranoid
Mike,
I get?
If anybody knows, I get the calls from you, so I definitely understand.
I know. I'm always doing that. It's crazy. You know,
it's not your fault. It's my fault. I moved away, but you're there. And I'm like, Mike, everything. I love you, man. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
I know. I just want to make sure. Look, help my psychology, okay? I know we're 7 months out, but for those of you that are like, I want you to just, you know, let's sell 20, 30 tickets this week, and that will be,
So we're at 400 tickets, right? Roughly.
Roughly could be like 380. Roughly could be like 360.
Well, the last was 2 weeks ago, it was 385, right?
385, yes. Okay, all right.
I will touch base with him today.
Okay.
Because that's what we're scheduled for, right?
It's going to be a great weekend. It really is.
So technically, we haven't been to New Orleans. We haven't been to New Orleans forever. And
80%
I can't wait.
Sold out.
It is the party city. And we have, every time we've been there, we have been blessed. We've been there probably four
times
together. It is the greatest city. There's not a bad meal to be had in the city. There's not a bad time to be had in the city. And you throw our show on top of it, it's going to be great.
I want to focus on how great the show is going to be. I want to be focused on getting music. I want to be focused on what shows are going to be up on stage with. I want to be focused on what comedians are. I don't want to think about these tickets.
Yeah, you know what? He doesn't want to think about it.
Yeah,
it's
come on,
ridiculous,
folks.
Ridiculous, but you know, we sold a bunch at the beginning, then a little bit around Christmas time, and I know people are saying that takes time. I want to get
Stop being selfish, people. Look what you're doing,
father. Right. Horny Bob Spiewak,
who HBS.
Is a homebody, bought his tickets day of. Come hang with my father. He may go to certain adult clubs, and you can find him there. It's going to be a good time.
Topless.
Blah.
Where's the full nudity?
It's if we're talking about July.
You know what?
Okay,
July's not going to cut
this,
it.
If we're talking about this in July, I'm going to.
You know
what? I'm going to do.
If we're talking about in July, we have a problem.
Yeah.
We have a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
big problem,
I will address that.
Yes.
Be aware.
Firestorm.
Yeah.
And a fire sale.
Yes. No AC.
No.
Something's going down.
Yes.
If it's in July, we're having this. Something dramatic's going to happen.
Yes. Because live shows are the most important
ones. Not because it's anything like physically responsible. It's just something to make me feel better.
Yes.
Right.
So it's all about feels.
You know what? I'm not going to pull any punches. Somebody will be fired. Somebody will be fired from the show.
Bonnie boy, see you later.
That felt good.
Well, that's a low man on the pole.
Well,
let's
see
what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't made any names yet. Anyway,
we all have pluses and minuses, I know it,
Mike? When I was in business school, you know, I went.
You haven't grad. When do you graduate?
The strategy they taught was fear. Lead by using any type of fear.
Oh, terrorism!
I'm not
That's nice.
I'm really not trying to impart fear. But I just think I've been more
than
patient.
That is the most productive way.
I've been more than patient.
Rob, buy 100 tickets.
I will.
So, you know, we'll, you know, hey, the bottom line is just to get it off my plate. Get it off my plate. There's that. How selfish can I be? Get it off my plate.
It's not selfish because it what it does is it results in a better show for everybody. So come on, pitch in, help out, buy a ticket. Come on down, have some fun.
Save a host.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So your daughter is going to why is your daughter going to technical or applying to technical school?
This is what surprised me because when I hear technical school, I thought about that Louis C.K. tape. I thought, what is she going to learn? Wiring? What is she going to learn? HVAC?
Where did it come from? Where did the desire come from?
It was spread out by their counselors at school. She's a sophomore this year at high school, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. And for these A days and B days, they split their schedule into two parts. So instead of having 6 1-hour classes a day, essentially they have 3 2-hour classes every other day.
Need too much detail.
But I'm just saying, options. So it gives you, a little more continuity
that's
in their
detail,
day.
But when you give me that detail, I stop listening. I mean, I just know, why did she decide to go to a technical school?
This is what I asked her. I said, how do you want to do this? I mean, don't you want to value your education? The technical school is not just stuff like hands-on, wiring and things.
Does she want to go to college?
Yes, but this allows her a head start on college. They have a full graphic design department there. They have a full television production.
It's like Fame.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like the Fame school.
So this really isn't, they're going to learn skill sets, not the traditional academic.
It's a creative arts high school.
And they do offer
it's
the other stuff.
It's not a technical school then.
But it is.
That's probably the term they use.
It's not like vocational school, is it?
Well, they also do auto repair. They also do wiring. But the projects are incredible.
Like
did you know that.
That
the final project for the wiring class is to actually go? They get roughly 18 students per department for every year. And it's a two-year thing because they junior and senior year. But the senior class will go out and wire a home for a real construction company. That is their final exam.
Free labor.
Yeah, well, true. But all money they get is funneled back into the program. There is a baking class where they actually intern in restaurants. The
culinary.
Graphic design that Julia baking. Is into, they make posters and that's them.
Sorry about that. No, that was.
But the
that worked though.
The graphic design was really impressive. I mean, professional grade printers and high speed printers and heat printers and all that stuff. They do T-shirts and all the stuff for local businesses.
What's her application like?
Her application was pretty good. I revised it for her. It's still written by a 10th grader.
Mrs. Wiggins, the great thing about this house is the kids from the local high school came over and they wired the whole thing, and it was like, oh God.
Now, she also, the graphic design was neat because she does have sort of an artistic eye, and they have beautiful, they've got all the Adobe Pro suite set up where they can do the design and the actual printing. But the television was a bit disappointing in the presentation because the television arts guy did not show up. So we were talking to his assistant who had the thickest Jamaican accent you've ever heard. And this lady, all I could really make out what she says was, "And this is your workbook. And you'll be working from a workbook." And it was really hard to follow what she had to say. Although one project they're working on that is kind of neat, and Julia was inspired by it, and I thought this was cool, is, they've all got now digital cameras. So, when I learned it, and Mike, when you took television production, it was all tape and it looked like crap. Right. All the stuff now is captured digitally and professionally edited on the same programs that the TV studios use.
Will, if she gets to goes through this program, will she have the option to go right into the workforce?
She could, but what I've learned because I've talked to many students that were there hosting that night they brought them back to sort of sell the program. A lot of students from VCU, which, as you know, they will take anybody, but they said they learned more in their last year in television production than they learned in their first year at VCU.
Yeah.
So it is a really great sort of stepping stone. The project that they're working on right now in the TV department is to produce a video that looks like it was made in the 80s. So they have to sort of post-produce it to look bad. They have to use effects to make the colors too bright.
So when does she find out
if
she wants to go junior and senior year?
Mm-hmm. And if you make it in for the junior year, you're almost guaranteed for the senior year.
Is it competitive?
It is. It is. For an all of Loudoun County
GPA, she'll get it.
For all of Loudoun County, each department only has like 18 people accepted.
As I listen to this, I say to myself that ultimately, in today's world, when you hear about kids going off and becoming English majors and psychology majors, and you know, is there employment on the other end of that? You know, unfortunately, a lot of kids are coming out of college, moving back into the basement, and you know, some of the programs are, you know, not exactly conducive to getting quick employment. So that's you know,
or
learning a trade
overall, whether it's the graphic arts or the
is she
going to
be in graphic design? Is that what she wants to be in?
That's one of the things that interests her the most. And what was so cool is not only do they teach her the nuts and bolts of graphic design on the computer as it's being done now, and you go into this room and there's 30, you know, Macs in a row, just, you know, more beautiful than the computer you have in your own home. But then the students put on an apron and actually do the printing, and they have the thing where they make the metal sheet that does the high-speed printing and everything. So the mechanical printers are actually in the shop, so they learn how to do
that.
When
does she know? When does she find out?
We should find out by the end of this semester, so probably in the next 3 weeks or so.
Fingers
crossed. I mean,
obviously, she's so young, but do you think she still wants to go to college? Has she said that?
Oh, yeah, she absolutely wants to go to college. As a matter of fact, spring break, she's going down to...
Spring break.
She's coming down to Florida. She's going to West Palm Beach. Spring break. I got a Glock, I got an Uzi, I got a bunch of knives, spring break.
So if you've seen that movie, you know what her plans are.
Yeah, she's going to get on a bus with Selena Gomez and come down to sunny Florida.
She's arranged a tour at the Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah. They're going to go down and visit the Von Hermans.
Near Forbes.
And take the kids and Carrie are going to drive down there and tour that college, and hopefully she has, you know, an in there. But the thing is so neat about it is that, as I was explaining about the A and B,
only the SpeeWacks can work out their entire school tour system without paying for a hotel room.
That's us.
That's incredible.
And Mike, that'll be the end of the school tour system. Is that one visit during her sophomore year? Most of the decisions will be made.
The other ones, though, you know, are within driving distance of home. So that'll
be
all right.
Yeah, for Robert, you mean the Chipotle, the McDonald's.
Dad, I want to go up. I want to look at schools in New Hampshire. Well, it's going to be a long day, son. It's going to be a long day. 14 hours up.
Little Robert will be
back
at Nova, and so will Mac.
I was going to say, hey, Robert, do you prefer the Fairfax campus of Nova or the one that's in Sterling?
Oh,
Sterling is closer and has a lake.
But his Robert does. I mean, I know we could still consider him very strong.
Very strong.
Grades are good, though, right?
Oh,
haven't you mentioned that his grades are very, very good
and improving? Always improving.
Always improving.
Always improving. In every day, in every way.
I want to say this as gently as possible. The order hasn't changed. As far as the
Mike,
pursuits.
And let's bury that. Let's rephrase that. What I'm saying
is that for the record. That.
All the kids that I have, have always had strengths and shortcomings, and they have remained consistent, and the strengths are sometimes even stronger than ever. So that's good. So what I was telling you about the A day and the B day, if and when she gets in, A days are spent at the technical school, and then B days are spent at the high school, so she's still getting her English and her math and all that stuff. It's a
pretty
good
system. Well, I wish her the best. I'd like to hear more about that. I hope she gets that, and I hope that's kind of fun. Wouldn't it be kind of, isn't it like super fun, too, to think junior and senior year, that's
what
she's going
to
do?
I would love to see her get into that TV program to see her creativity really go off in that direction.
Well, I would bet a solid amount of dollars on her getting in. Hedge your bets.
Always.
Like,
I mean,
really, because if that...
For some reason, the lottery
doesn't come through.
High school is still free. She'll be fine.
I'm talking about internally because I see how excited you are.
I'm excited about it, and she's not even my kid.
But imagine if she gets stiffed because all these goody two shoes out there get their way in through like a side door.
If that happens, it's going to cost me a fortune in eyeliner because she's going to go total gone.
Is there an interview process?
No, it is based purely application.
Okay. All right.
And her essay was good, and her application was good, and her grades are good.
Okay.
And so we'll see. My favorite part of the evening, though, we went to this open house, I think, last Thursday night. Julia's best friend is named Bella. She was there, but the place was mobbed. We didn't see her. So as soon as we get back in the car, you know, the text.
Bella Hadid.
That's her.
If anybody wants to know, it's Bella Hadid.
And always lots of airport screening. But they're, you know, the texts are back and forth. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
Right.
And Bella's main interest was a pre-med system, which they have. Ooh. They do have veterinary sciences and actual medicine. Pre-med and...
Couldn't get Julia to go in that direction.
Hey, what about you and Bella? Why don't you go maybe check out what the medicine's all about?
No.
You know what? One of my great... Look, I just... Who wouldn't want to have... Yeah. Your parents have experienced this. Who wouldn't want to have a professional in their family? Who would not? You know, I just came from my bone doctor today. Who wouldn't want to have that guy? You know where? You know what those guys do now? The doctor, yeah, they got a lady that takes all the information, asks all the questions, has all the discussion with it, and the doctor comes in and goes, yeah, okay, we'll do it. Bye. And that's it. That's the world of medicine right
so
now.
So Julia is texting back and forth with pre-med Bella, and Julia is saying, well, I could learn how to make posters and coffee cups, and I get to design things. I'm very excited about maybe making a video. What are you excited about in pre-med? And three-word reply, touch a cadaver.
Just like in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Nice. Nothing changed. Mr. Vargas.
And Mr. Vargas.
And this is the heart. This is the heart. This poor fellow.
What are you excited about? Touching a cadaver?
Touching a dead body. That's it. So, well, tell her. Please keep us posted.
Luck.
Let us know.
I will.
That,
it's very, very cool. And tomorrow I can report on her, so you want to be in show business seminar.
Oh, wow.
That's tonight.
Oh, my God.
I know. The most crazy thing now is that really, really, we're starting to make decisions about the rest of her life. She is not a little girl anymore. And it flips you out. It really does.
It's very cool. And it's, you know, and I'm envious that you're there for those decisions. I don't believe I was.
Oh.
But anyway.
Hey, to be fair, though, Mike, when your daughter gets to touch a cadaver, it might be you.
Hey, but the thing about thank you, I appreciate that. Touch daddy's dead body. Speaking of daughters, my daughter's getting on a plane coming down here today. So
I get to see her in a matter of hours.
Very exciting. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would have gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Bottom line, stamps.com saves you time and money, which can you use? Well, you can use that to grow your business. Let me start again. Bottom line, Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. Stamps.com lets you mail anything using just your computer and printer, and then your mailman picks it up. It's that easy. Avoid the hassles of the post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, and you're done. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We have used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it's easy, it's convenient, and it saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS, that's stamps.com, and enter TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Yes, I mentioned it briefly, but it was another trip to the bone doctor today, and they're popping another new one in. I'm going to get it done in May.
Great news. You came in and you said it so matter-of-factly. I really
it's great
thought
news.
It is great news.
Well, you know what? I have a weird, weird view of the entire experience. Now, I will tell you, I was in and out of my little visit in less than an hour, so I was happy with that. And that was with scheduling the procedure. But then as I'm driving away, I got a phone call from the scheduler and said, he wants you to go to a cardiologist just to get a last clearance before we do the surgery. And
that's good.
So that's not a real you got to get another clearance. After he says yes.
I got to get another clearance 30 days before.
No, he's just being safe. That's a good idea.
Right. So,
but you think that at this point, Mike's been waiting, what, 7 months?
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks. Right? And what it is, though, you know what? And this is, you haven't heard me say a lot of good things about this guy. You really haven't. I've joked about the office. I've joked about the amount of time they spend with you. This is what I'm going to say. Is everything all right? Tell me what's going on.
I'm just
going
to tell Rob, go to the Ustream send, turn me down, please.
I did.
No, in the Ustream send once again.
Is this what I specifically mentioned?
No, Mac. We adjusted it, but then Mac wrote me because Mac, you're listening. Thank you, and I appreciate that. And he said if you could turn a couple people down a little more, it'd be a perfect setting. So we have an A and B: someone watching and someone listening.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all right. Very good. Hi, you streamers.
Does it sound better?
You sound great.
Anyway, but anyway.
No, but you should be. You really should be happy. Kind
of just between took you out of it.
Yesterday and today, I swear to God.
Mike, don't get happy because eventually things will change.
Do I look happy? Yes. I'm not happy at all.
Rob, do you mind pulling up the full slate of Ustream settings instead of just a little one?
Are we going to take like audio levels out of Rob's hands?
Eventually? No, no. Just pull them all up.
So we can actually get
just
it all
click
fixed.
On the orange button and
Jesus
then it pulls all
Christ.
On the orange button and then you click all there and then you see
8 years.
That's the red button. You want to go to the orange one.
No, this is Ustream.
Is that Ustream?
Yes.
Okay, now pull me to see how my level's all the way up. Pull my gain down at the very top. At the very top. So you can just pull that down.
Okay.
See, super easy. Okay, right. We're good to go.
Right.
Thank you very much. He did do it the right way. I just wanted to double confirm. I need to see it visually. Mike, you know what I'm going to do? Today I'm going to set up another iPad that I can run the board as well. So he doesn't have to do these things.
Okay.
Fair?
How then do you we have feel redundancy. About that, Rob?
I would think, you know what? If it makes everybody happy, that's the way it should be.
No, I want you to do more. See, every time you f*** up, we take a responsibility away from you, which I have discussed with Oscar, motivates you to f*** up more.
I think
the way I look at it is if you don't like monitor the levels for Ustream, right, you should like build a wing. To the building, you know? You should start doing like laying brick. That's the or taking the trash out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was saying going the other direction to do just to, because when someone takes a responsibility, how many jobs did you have as our producer? Three go rounds.
Yeah, that's I produced three times.
And then we'd take it
away,
and you would go okay. So it's always a question of how to get things done.
I totally love throwing everybody under the bus, especially right, Rob. That is my favorite pastime. Right. But legit today, after we queued up the settings, is something that really, really is on me, unfortunately, because I set it up yesterday after the show, and Rob was here for that. And then when I measured the levels, it was just on me not to triple check that the levels were perfect.
And it was just a tweak. It was actually mostly corrected.
Like
yesterday.
An inch. That's all it was. It was
but
just
obviously
me being anal.
Mostly corrected didn't result in success.
It was me being anal. Or it's Max perfectionist ruining the show.
The thing is, before the show, I mentioned that one of the Ustreamers was hearing Oscar loudly.
Yes.
Like ridiculous. And you and I in the background. And, you know, that's
that was yesterday's show, and we fixed it after yesterday's show.
That is not the raw feed, though, for this program and for the amount of people that actually watched that video.
I know, but it doesn't matter. We still like perfection on all fronts. That's what we strive for. And so I think it's a really good barometer when we have people that are into it enough that they share that with us. I think
that's
great. Tell
us everything.
Because really there are things that I'll explain it to you. Okay, and this is for all the listeners.
Please.
I love listener participation. I do. I love the fact that people are out there monitoring what we do. I think it's really, really terrific because obviously with this many moving parts, it's important to have everybody
things
pay
fall
attention
through the cracks.
To every detail. And to be honest, we run our own ship and we're not, you know, we don't have 50 people that are providing you with this. We've got four guys trying to get it done and we've got a fleet of interns doing it and it doesn't always happen. And so having people watch our back is important.
Yes.
So continue to watch
our
back. That's
don't get
that's
too happy though, listeners. Don't get too happy.
Now,
because if you talk about bits and segments we're doing.
No. I don't want content.
No, we got content.
But technical issues with people. Pony gets back to people when they contact him.
Yeah.
We have, it's the way it will always be. I don't see it changing. So please let us know what's going on and do the due diligence.
Yes.
Because we can't always cover every little base. You know, when you look at a medical professional and, for example, a surgery place where they've got this, it's amazing their level of detail and redundancy and how they because, you know, they're talking about life and death situations and every business has that. You have to have check, double check. I can't tell you the amount of times, even on a preliminary visit, that I walk into a doctor's office and they say, now we're doing the right hip. And your date of birth is. Now we're doing the right hip.
And they write on your hip.
And they actually write on it before the surgery.
Then they write on it behind the shirt. And then they ask you like 20 different times. It's the main question they ask. But I would be lying if I didn't say that that follow-up phone call was just a little bit, you know, hey, Fatty McFadigan, we want to check your ticker and make sure everything's
the fact that he scheduled it. Outside,
30 days out.
Yeah, outside of the checkup means he's pretty sure.
This doesn't help for anyone's psyche. I know Mike's high strung about this, as he should, right?
No, it is a difference from the last one. It has nothing to do with my post-op things. I have no idea what it has to do with, and I'll ask the heart guy that I go see and find out what's going on. You know, it's like, do they have information that I don't have? Yeah. I thought it was all done until I got that call.
The psychology of like, I'm in the clear, but now you have to wait essentially till April 30th.
Right.
Yeah.
To like say I'm in the clear.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
It's frustrating because you want to get your mindset right. Yeah. And I might very well go to the ticker doctor and say, hey, what's the deal with this? And say, you know.
Are you allowed to go early, or does it have to be within a certain window of the operation?
I don't know. Just got that information.
That's what I hate about these doctors is that, you should have been given the heads up that you're probably going to have to go for a 30-day heads up with a cardiologist. And now they didn't even tell you why you're going.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. And I'm not sure why, but I'll find out. And I'm going to find out today. And, it's just everything was like bing, bing, bing. And it worked. And I got in there. You remember the last time I went to one of these guys, it was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This was like super early. I actually did it before the show, which is the single greatest thing about this physician. You get to see him before.
7:20.
And by the way, having a 3-year-old, I walk in. I'm like, good morning. How are you? How's it going? And everybody's coming into the office going,
BJ.
Hello.
So I'm not going to look. It is what it is. I think ultimately it is erring on the side of caution, and I have no problem with that. And the fact is that I'm getting around pretty goddamn well, and I feel pretty good. The bottom line is I'm not getting around so well that I can't do everything I want to do. I am a very, believe it or not, as lard ass as I am, I'm an extremely active person, and I like to run around, and I like to play sports, and I like to run around with my kid, and I like to ride motorcycles, and all that crap is being affected by this, and I want to get it done and have it in my rearview mirror, and I want to dance on the stage of the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. However, I won't do that unless you buy more tickets.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
But did you request the date May 18th, or was that
assigned? I requested the soonest surgery after May 13th.
This is great because
I am going to be attending the graduation of my daughter from the University of Mary Washington, and I wasn't going to miss that.
Of course.
I could have had the surgery earlier. I wasn't going to do that.
No. But this means you will be on your feet and getting around for Memorial Day, and you'll be right back at it by the 4th of July. You're going to have the whole summer.
Back at Jimmy's.
I'm looking forward to it. Look, I'm optimistic, but I'm as optimistic as I can be. You know how I am. When it comes to all the stuff you deal with, when they throw another layer on there.
Mike must have been on cloud 9, and he was been so happy, and then he gets that call. And
I got the call halfway home because I thought he had meant pulmonologist when he said cardiologist, and she said nope, he wants you to see a cardiologist. And that might be worthy of a phone call
just to make sure
ask them, why are they having me see a cardiologist?
I would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm just going to say, why is that? Is that just
and you don't even
because
have,
of my complications or what?
And you can say because you want to know what questions to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God truth.
I don't have any heart issues.
No.
I was misdiagnosed, and I really feel like,
it's
going to be just fine.
It's also, Mike, since you know you're psychologically prepared for the surgery, it doesn't help because you've already, for the past 7 months, kind of prepared yourself for this date. So when you finally get the date, it's kind of like the date you're like, okay, this is the day where, I'll get a month of heavy lifting and I'll finally break out of this nonsense.
Yeah, and I'm also prepared for, to be all doom and gloom. I'm prepared. Yeah. Am I higher risk than the average Joe now? Yeah, I am. That's it. That's a reality. You make the choice. Do you want to hobble around for the rest of your days, or do you want to, take aggressive
quality
action
of
and
life.
Deal with it?
I dare say you are less high risk because you've been through it once with flying colors.
Well, you know what? I wish everything was puppy dogs in your world, Rob, but that's not fucking truth, okay? The fact is that I am actually on paper high risk surgery based on the fact that I've had the issues that I've had. But thank you.
Mike is in the red zone for heaven.
Yeah, I mean that's it. That's it.
Show
there will
title.
Be before on May 17th, I will probably give a speech before on that Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday, May 17th, and I will give a little bitty speech to everybody on that. But no, Rob, there's nothing. You can't paint a pleasant picture.
All right,
it's
what
impossible.
If I were to say this, that you have been cleared for pre-boarding?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to find the answer out. I'll probably come back and tell you tomorrow.
All right.
That's it. It's just like it's the one thing they got.
Is it going to be a running play or a passing play?
This thing has been such a journey.
Yes.
Being in the system, I am really, really counting on just an end run after this is over for, you know, several years where I don't know.
Mike, I understand your overall psychology the last few days. A, we didn't know that you were getting this date so quickly. Yeah. I expected, okay, Mike will probably get clearance in a date. I would say April, May at that point, but this is ahead of schedule in my eyes.
Yeah, it is ahead of schedule, and it was yes. The answer was yes. It's ultimately, you know who it's on when you get to this point?
Yes.
The doctors actually, they say, I'll do it, but you're the one that has to say you want it.
Okay.
Because they tell you that it's dangerous.
Wow.
It is. That's the reality of it. I'm sorry. I have to be honest with my listeners.
Let's do the greatest shows possible.
Great shows.
Please.
In May. There we go. All right. Let's get to break. Thank you very much.
We need a lot of best enough of this.
Keep generating best of, please.
Absolutely. Give the guys time to get another gig. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more. But hey, you know, nice thing is if we, don't sell the tickets, at least I won't have to fire anybody.
Right? Again.
That's good. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon.com's got everything your heart desires. To make sure you access it through our portal, all you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, or you can click on the button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, one of the great things about Amazon, I don't have to tell you this, it's incredible when I use these great vitamin supplements it's called Triple Flex. It's great for your joints. And it's just so much fun to know that you go through Mike O'Mara Show's page, click on the Amazon icon, and bam, it's there. You're not walking up aisles of drugstores and dealing with that. It's great to get vitamins. That's just a tip that
awesome.
I have. Amazon's a great vitamin location. Yes,
I'm happy you mentioned that because for some time now, we've been getting all our shampoos and our incidentals from Amazon, something you don't think of all the time.
Yeah.
It's good. That kind of stuff is so perfect.
Right?
Because it just takes that hassle out of your life.
Gets to your house and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's cheaper. It's more convenient. It's easy. It's great. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem, people. And thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Helpy McHelperton. We appreciate that. Thank you. Hold on. Oh, I did that and I did that.
News.
News.
Vulture.com posted video clips of David Letterman interviewing Donald Trump over the years, and it sounds like he's been singing some of his greatest hits for years. Like back in 1988 at the end of the Reagan years when he complained that other countries are taking advantage of us. He's been doing this for a long time. Although back then he singled out Japan. He also talked about revitalizing the Miss America pageant by making the bathing suits smaller and the heels higher. I guess this is all on Letterman. In 2012, he complained about China and how their leaders are so much smarter than ours. And he said that by 2016, China would be the world economic leader. Dave also did a pretty extensive interview with Vulture where he said he doesn't miss late night and doesn't watch any of the current shows. But if he was back in the game, his show would pretty much be all Trump all the time. And I'll tell you, the pictures.
Dave's beard, right?
He just looks disturbing, man. That beard is so gross.
He was really disturbing enough in a good way, though. But he really was, especially during the last year of his show, I think we saw a lot of real Dave coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when he's in a coat and tie and he's clean shaved, you could almost deal with it. But now, really, he looks like he might be pooping on our parking deck.
Hey, how are you? I'm Dave. Yeah, here's my beard. See me this weekend with the Harley Owners Group of Fairfax. All right. When your coworkers keep popping by your desk to talk to you, it's really tough to get your work done so you can get back to important things, you know, like aimless web surfing. So here's a pretty brilliant solution. There is a new app for the Google Chrome web browser. I use Google Chrome. It's called Nope, N-O-P-E. When you click it, the app calls your cell phone. Oh, God.
That what? How brilliant awesome. Is this? Oh, that's great.
Then you can pick up that call and start having a fake conversation that seems important, and your coworkers should walk away. Brilliant and brilliant.
Fantastic.
And brilliant.
Called Nope.
Productivity.
Here it is. It's right there. And this is what's great. Man, Google. Google is rocking. They really are. And here's what's great about it. You can Google Nope Chrome. And that's it.
Wow.
And you'll get it. And you hit Nope, and the phone rings your phone. That is too damn funny.
Klinkle. You gotta go.
Oh, that's
this.
Wonderful. So yeah, you had a great weekend at the lake. That's good. Oh, there's my phone. Sorry, I have to go. Sorry,
wife. Sorry. Gotta go.
I love that. A new survey asked people if they put ice in different drinks that most people normally wouldn't, and got some interesting results. And this is, I guess, standard use of ice in beverages.
All right.
Orange juice, 18%. 18% of people actually use ice and orange juice.
Yeah, I don't like
now
that.
You can use ice and orange juice like for a screwdriver.
Well, you would need
like
to
that.
For that, but I mean, I think your OJ is already cold. You don't have it on the counter, do you?
I love ice and orange juice. It's
yeah, like regular orange juice in the morning?
Yeah,
you pop it in there?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm. All right, so you're part of the 18%. White wine, a lot of that down here. White wine.
Classy.
Honey, pour me a glass.
Put it over ice.
Put a cube in
it. Like it cold. That waters it down a little bit. Not too much, please.
You know, Mrs. O'Mara and I have taken to almost routinely now chilling red wine. We chill it.
Oh, and isn't that really blasphemous? I'm not a wine wine guy.
It should be blasphemous. We love it. It's so good.
What's the advantage? Does it open it up? Or
smoother. Just tastes smoother. That's the way
it
is.
But also, you're in a warmer climate, so it does cool you
down. That's true.
Yeah, I had like a glass of wine two nights ago, and it was not chilled. And I went, "Hey, what's wrong with that?" So I don't know. I think somehow it's white trashy, and that's why it fits us perfectly.
I think it's nice.
Here's the grossest one: beer. 6% of people put ice in beer.
No, gross. You can't do that.
I had ice in beer. Milk. 5% of people put ice in milk.
Leche.
And red wine, 5%. For more traditional ice drinks, 86% put ice in soda, 73% in water, 29% ice coffee, and 26% drink iced tea over hot tea. There's your little beverage survey.
And 100% of my wife chews her ice, and it makes me want to kill her.
Sexual frustration when you chew your ice. I remember that from like decades ago.
Seriously?
That's actually, look up sexually frustrating chew ice. Mm. It'll be on the internet.
Don't need to look it up. Makes sense.
Thank you.
It's a category.
If you want to get promoted, start having more sex. Not with your boss, although that might not hurt. A new study by Oregon State University. Shut up. A new study by Oregon State University, home of the Beavers, found that both men and women who have sex at least once a day are more likely to get promoted than people who don't.
Hmm.
Who are the people that ask these questions?
The Beavers.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom, ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
Wild, I want to tell you.
That's wild stuff.
Look, isn't he wild? He's wild.
Wild. Anyway, wasn't somebody going to say something? I'm sorry.
I can't win after
he
that.
He stopped the show. Yeah, he stopped the show.
I can't win.
That's a victory for him, isn't it?
In a good way. The researchers say it's because people who have that much sex are happier, and that translates into being more productive at work. they still had a better work-life balance than people who had less sex.
I would say you're happier, I imagine.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been sad for years, Mike, so I don't know.
So depressed.
I've been relatively happy, if you...
All right.
I ain't that old.
Gotta get in while you can.
Thank you very much.
Boom.
Thank you. Wow. You know, sometimes I look back and I say, we've been together almost 14 years, Mrs. O'Mara and I. You know that?
Really?
Almost 14 years, yes.
Wow. Carrie and I have been together a long time, too.
Thank you.
You know what? Mike wins.
Still got that passion, Mike.
That's right.
You know I do.
There, yeah, man.
Someone talked to members of the military and asked them for their best tips when it comes to packing a bag. I love this story. I immediately
That's smart.
Put it in News You May Not Need because I thought it was fascinating because I am always packing challenged and I do a lot of traveling and I don't think I'm all that good at it. They travel with a ton of gear, so they pretty much got it down to a science. This is a great article. Here are their top five tips for traveling. Mm-hmm. Pull together all the stuff you want to bring and then start packing. Create a staging area on the floor or on your bed. That way you can see what you're bringing, figure out if it'll all fit, and pack more strategically.
Smart.
So stage all your crap on your bed before. I never do that. It goes right to the suitcase.
Do you ever roll all your items?
I roll. Routinely roll, and it's a great tip, and it helps a lot. Number two, pack in reverse order, meaning the stuff you'll need right away should go on top, and the stuff you won't need should go on the bottom. I'm getting confused by this. Okay,
yes.
So the
stuff you would need as soon as you got to the hotel, like toiletries and your nightshirt and of course
on top.
All your marital aids. Put those in last so you have them on top so they come out first.
Yeah. There's my deal do. It makes things easier if you're planning.
Good voice for that.
It makes things easier if you're planning to live out of your suitcase. Now, number three, don't just fold stuff. Hey, here it is, Oscar. Roll it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You save a lot of space that way, so you can pack more. If it's something bulky like a coat, you also might want to tie it up with string. And number four, think about weight distribution. Well, that's not fair. I mean, I can sit anywhere on the plane I love.
No, they're talking about your luggage.
Like hard shoes.
Sorry about
How
that.
Silly.
Meaning, where does the heavy stuff go and where does the light stuff go? If your bag is top heavy, while you're dragging it behind you, it's more likely to fall over. And I've had a lot of suitcases fall over.
And you're like, mm-hmm.
Don't think about that.
WTF! Stand up!
Here's the last one. Don't travel with a half-full suitcase, especially if there's anything breakable in there because your stuff can shift around. When in doubt, pack more socks. They'll fit anywhere. And having a few more pairs of socks is never a bad thing. I like all these little tips.
I don't know. When you're my size, there's no such thing as a half-full suitcase. One T-shirt and a pair of jeans, and I got to unzip the extender.
Two T-shirts. Carrie, can you sit on this for me, please? And now a little something-something. 49-year-old Alan Corcoran was in court last week in Norfolk, Virginia, facing felony charges, two of them. He was accused of stealing $33 worth of sharp cheddar cheese from a grocery store in 2015. And the second charge was for not showing up to a previous court hearing. The good news for Alan, the jury found him not guilty of stealing the cheese. But unfortunately, he wasn't there to hear the verdict because he didn't show up. Apparently, he sat through the entire trial last Thursday, but he didn't come back for the verdict on Friday because he thought they'd find him guilty. Duh. The crazy part is he probably wouldn't have faced any jail time for the other charge, but when he didn't show up for the verdict, the jury decided to give him the maximum sentence. Now he's got 5 years.
Oh, no.
5 years in jail, and he's on the run. As of last night, the cops were still trying to track him down, and I think I can say without any doubt whatsoever that he is headed for a state with palm trees, and it's not California or Arizona. Okay? That's right. And it has Miami in it. It's where he's coming. We need you. Come on. Please. You're a dumb criminal. You belong here.
I know this, Mike. If he has 5 pounds of cheddar cheese, he's nowhere near our parking deck.
I still think I might delete those pictures. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's little parking garage sounds right after this.
A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool.
Hey, Team West listeners. Dan O'Brien here to say that tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Mara Show takes your calls starting at 9 a.m. We want to hear whatever you have to say. If you want to tell a story to your favorite podcast, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have a question for all the guys in the studio, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go see a doctor. Then call in on Wide Open Wednesday. Dial 888-920-MORE for all your non-medical questions and an opportunity to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Wide Open Wednesday.
All right. Make sure we tell everybody it's Wide Open Wednesday. Call us tomorrow, please. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus package. 100% organic, 100% fun, without the burden of commercials and censorship.
Burden.
We never know where we're going to go on the bonus show. You never know what the discussion is going to be. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, when we tape it this week, it's going to be goofy. It's going to be silly.
It will.
It's going to be goofy. I guarantee you that. I just have that vibe. And they're always fun, and they're always great. Subscribe. You'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. If you want to buy it, if you want to give it to somebody, you want to renew it, click the bonus banner and get it done. The future of our show depends on it. Please You've heard about our struggles today. You've heard about the tension today. You've heard about our psychological well-being today. Get the bonus package and do it. Let me know when you do it. I'd love to hear, and I'd love to say thank you for the discriminating TMOS listener. Thank you.
Mike, we're like a pack of lions being shipped over by air to Africa. I saw that 60 Minutes, by the way. Thank
you. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Aren't those people special?
Very sweet.
Very,
very,
very, very cool. Amazing how animals are treated.
Animals.
Yeah, it's terrible. Animals. Speaking of animals, let's bring in our favorite animal, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
You know, it's funny. I actually picked all these sounds up off the parking deck. And
would you like the Rain Man intro?
Yes, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Now, let's please welcome Rob Spiewak and his little sounds. Bam. The future of audio vault. Bam. The future of audio. Hey, Ray, give it a rest. All right,
was
thank
it
you. Go ahead.
97.1, the 97 future.
97.1. Bam. The future of rock and roll.
That's okay, I know we're all, you know, we all have our different things, but we're all pretty much united and we don't watch The Voice on a regular basis. That's However, right. Last night, a guy auditioned. He was sort of a thick-set, dark-haired guy. Not a bad-looking guy, but not dazzlingly handsome, but he sang very well.
God had a name. What would it be? Would
yuck.
It's Sarah McLachlan.
He's okay, but here's the thing.
He's very okay. He's a bowl of okay.
But here's the thing, Mike. My cell phone started to light up like a field goal had bounced off the upright last night. And ba-ding.
Who was it? Son of somebody famous?
Mike, not just a grandson of someone famous, but he shares the man's name. Here's the singer identifying himself.
What's your name?
My name is Jack Cassidy. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Westlake Village, California.
Yes. But can you tell us a little bit more about how did you get into singing? What's your story?
Well, I grew up in a musical family, the Cassidy family. My grandma, Shirley Jones, from the Partridge family.
Wow.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So he is the son of Patrick Cassidy, which brothers of David and Sean, but Jack Cassidy is his grandfather.
Really?
Yes.
Jack Cassidy?
His grandson.
That's his grandson?
Yep.
The great Jack Cassidy, the man that we like?
And Alicia Keys is going to be his mentor.
I hope he doesn't smoke.
I sit in my chair, smoking my little cigarette. I have so thinning hair. All right, I'm sorry. All right.
So anyway, that's something to sort of follow this season on The Voice if you have an interest in that. Now,
wow. Does he look anything like him?
No, not a damn thing. He's not good looking enough to be a Cassidy, Mike. So this is the music from Turner Classic Movies, and this one hit my dad really hard because this guy hit on my dad once in a New York diner. Robert Osborne.
Safe home, Robert.
Dead at age 84. We were at the Brooklyn Diner, which was at the basement level or the floor level of our radio station in New York City. And one Saturday, my dad was over there and Robert Osborne came in a silver running suit and ordered oatmeal. And my father approached him and said, I really enjoy you on Turner Classic Movies. And Robert Osborne said, I'm very pleased that you watch it all the time.
That Brooklyn diner will always, it's weird.
I want to make a pilgrimage to it.
It was great.
You stampede a memory back to me when a waitress came over to me and said, I'm sorry the service is so bad, but my mom works right next to one of the towers.
Aww.
That was the first time anyone had said anything to me about it. I had no idea what was going on. I worked out in the morning. I'd walked to the Brooklyn Diner, and then I went over to the TV that they had in the corner. I'll never forget that. That's a memory that jumps out at me. It's like, what's your... And at that point, they thought it was like a private plane that had flown into one.
Yeah, and they thought it was an accident. Remember, for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, they thought it was an accident.
Amazing. It's amazing the way those stories ramp up when something really horrible happens. Yes. And then more information. Terrible, terrible day.
Robert Osborne, as you know, was the host of Turner Classic Movies since the network was.
I
since
almost
its inception.
Called you when I saw that. I said,
very,
man.
Very sad. He also was the official historian of the Academy Awards. He was a very knowledgeable guy. He wrote for Hollywood Reporter. He introduced all those movies. But Mike, here's something you didn't know. He tried to be an actor. Lucille Ball told him he doesn't have the stuff to be an actor. But here is his first television appearance. He was on the Beverly Hillbillies, and he played an assistant at the bank. I think you'll enjoy this clip. He plays Taylor.
Come in. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Drysdale.
All right, Taylor.
Well, are we all set to give the Clampets a red carpet reception?
Well, I'm afraid Mrs. Drysdale still isn't too happy, sir.
Yes, God, I know.
That's terrible.
Oh, my wife is very upset that I got the estate next to ours for the Clampets. Says I don't even know what kind of people they are.
Do you?
I know to the dollar what kind of people they are. They're my kind of people. Loaded.
But that was his very, very short acting career. But if you ever get a chance to hear a long-term interview with Robert Osborne about old Hollywood, he knew everything and everybody. Fascinating.
He's great. He's talented. And I read that his brother will be taking over for, as he did a couple of times when he used to do the show.
His brother.
So, Ozzy.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you. Gotcha on that one. There you go. Now, see, it's all about the
Jimmy will be watching black and white movies.
hey, turn to classic movies,
Mo. Hey, it'll be okay if Aussie. The movie's in black and white. Now, you remember, of course, Ben McDaniel, who sang this for us.
It's all about you.
Right.
He submitted another tape, and I found this very fascinating. He does three impressions in this tape. He does George Harrison, he does the Grease Man, and he does me. So here's the... You can see the video for this on the...
I've seen this. This is so much fun.
On the fan page, but it really caught me off guard, I will say that. So Ben McDaniel, keep it coming, and his page, he does a lot of great singing. Here's the most recent cut.
Here comes the sun.
Waddle-doodle.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Waddle doodle.
Little darling, the smile's returning to the
face.
I love our listeners. I mean,
it's just... This is creativity
and is like he's filming himself.
Yeah,
and
you can
he's
see
recording himself.
You can see all three takes live on video while
waddle
he sings
waddle doodle.
Waddle doodle. You should and Mike, I think you'll enjoy what I do. It's fun to watch him sing, but it's more fun waiting for him, watching him wait to sing because waddle he only doodle. Says waddle doodle twice. So for the rest of it, he's just sitting there going. Waddle doodle. So it's a lot of fun. So Ben McDaniel, great work. And let's close with this. You'll be flying soon. I know we all have trips in the probably before the year is out. There is a new policy at the TSA, so be aware.
The TSA announced it's going to start using, quote, more intimate contact for its screenings. Yeah. That's right. You'll still be allowed to bring up to 3 ounces of liquid, but it has to be a lubricant.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Show kind of comes full circle with that tape, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Like, started out that area and ends that. That's okay. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Get that image out of your head, Mike. If you want to send a birthday or message...
Just look at your phone, Mike.
...for our weekly mailbag segment, man, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Ashley, you're a trooper. Thank you very much for doing it.
She's still laughing about it.
She is.
Thanks for all the years. I think you have your TMOS memory to take with you for the rest of your life.
And a gold star.
Thanks for all the years of amazing support. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, and all our wonderful interns, Ashley, Dan O'Brien, Diego, otherwise known as Adrian. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.